Okay, let's get into Masechta Shabbos. On Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, I think that's what we're up to in Judaism. So Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara says, Choresh, Chofer, Choreit, are all kulan melacha achas. These are all one melacha. The Me'iri writes, the Choresh is the Av, and the others are the Toldos. Rambam in Perek Zayin has these all as what we would call ko-avol. So we already spoke about this. Now for the Rambam, Choresh and Chofer are both avos, etc. Okay, we had that, not such a big deal. Amrav Sheshes. Ha'iso Gavshushes v'notla. You have a Gavshushes. What's Gavshushes? What? A pile. You have a tail katan, Rashi writes. A small mound. So if you remove the small mound, if it is bebayis, that's bona. If it's besoda, it's chayresh. Bebayis, I live there. We think of our floors as being linoleum, as being solid. Their floors were dirt. If I live with a dirt floor, I don't want bumps in my floor. If I remove it with kavana to be mash for the karka, that is bone bebayis. But in the sada, it is choresh, because as Rashi writes over here, marpi ara, Rashi writes, you're softening the ground. Right? We spoke how Rashi consistently understands that the malacha of choresh is softening the ground, as opposed to the Rambam, who in Perek Ches Halacha Beis understands that choresh is yipui ara rather than ripui ara, right? We discussed this in our youth, and it still is correct. Now, Magen Avraham in Simen Resh Mem Dalet Sifkat and Ches. Simen Resh Mem Dalet is about the differences in halacha between schirus and kablonos. What is schirus? What's kablonos? These are details within Amira Lanachri. But schirus means I hire a worker on a per diem basis. That means every day I pay you for what you do. That's schirus. Kablonos means I'm paying you for a job, no? If I pay the worker on a per diem basis, so that's really an isser of Amir al-Nahri. Because the worker is doing it for me. I'm paying the worker for the worker does on Shabbos. The worker, when he works on Shabbos, when she works on Shabbos, is doing it for me. That is Amir al-Nahri, no? However, by kaplonos, we could argue, and it's lahalocha, it's like this, by kaplonos, I pay you for the job. And therefore, the worker is not working for me. The worker is working for the worker himself. I hire a worker to build a building. The worker could build a building on a weekday. The worker could build the building on a weekday, and that would be great. The fact that the worker decides to build the building on Shabbos is for the worker himself or herself. Because when you build it on Shabbos, and now you're free to do another job on Monday, no? So the Cha'ira, Kablonos, should not be an Isser of Amir al-Nachri, because the worker is doing it for himself or for herself. The only thing is that by Kablonos, there's some sort of Maris Ayins involved, and therefore, if it's done close to the Yishuv, if it's done in a Jewish community and it's done in an area that people say that Schwartz's field is working on Shabbos, so that's going to be a real problem. Out Maris Ayin. But Kablonos should not be a real din of Amir al-Nachri. Kablonos, the guy is working for himself. So it's fundamentally a din of Maris Ayin. Usually, we're machmir on Kablonos also. However, the Magen Avraham quotes that in his city, Poi Be'irenu, they hire Goyim, the Kablonos, to take the garbage out of the street. Lika Chazavam in HaRechov. They have garbage men, and they hire the garbage men. the Goyim do this on Shabbos, even though, says the Magen Avraham, it's a malacha d'oraisa, to take the garbage off the ground is a malacha d'oraisa, based on our gemar, haysalo gavshushes, that it's chayif mishum bona, that you're fixing the rechov. First of all, you see from the Magen Avraham that the street is considered a bias. Now, we spoke about this at one point already. If you have two clauses, bias and sada, so something that's neither bias nor sada, what is it? The Magen Avraham is saying that the street is considered a bias. Okay. And it would be an iser d'oraisa for the guy to take the garbage off the street. How could they do this? Zok the Magen Avraham b'shal rabim like a chashoda. Meaning that the whole din is altsmaris ayin. Everybody knows that the individual doesn't hire the garbage man on his or her own. It's like a communal thing. Since the whole iser is maris ayin, b'shal rabim like a chashoda. There's no maris ayin on the dover shal rabim. And he quotes Yeridei Yosimin Kuf Mem Aleph. When there's a din that you're not supposed to have, you know, on the fourth floor of Belfer Hall, any of you guys in Sims? On the fourth floor of Belfer, there's like a bust, I guess it used to be, there's a bust of Cy Sims, no? You know what a bust is? It's like a head statue. The Gemara says you're not allowed to have one of those, no? Because Lo Sasoniti. The Teretz says, how are you allowed to do it? So you probably shouldn't make it. But once you have it, b'shal rabim like a chashoda, no one thinks that people are bowing down to Cy Sims, right? It doesn't really look like a gachka. B'shal rabim like a chashoda, that's the din in Yeridei Yakuf Mem Aleph. And the Magen Avraham applies b'shal rabim like a chashoda for the heter that they collect the garbage from the street, even though it should be an isur de oraisa of boneh. And Amir al-Nachri to do a d'oraisa is not permitted. But since it's kablonos, the guy is paid for the job, and the whole iser is maris ayin, and the show rabbim like a chashoda, that's the kula of the Magen Avraham. Hi, Ben.
How exactly is that an iser bona?
How is it an iser bona? So it's an iser bona, apparently, because people want the street to be a smooth, paved street. When the garbage is there, it's like a mound on top of the street. Right? Again, I think they were probably throwing the garbage in the middle of the road. Right? It's like a mound in the middle of the road. It's not smooth and neat. You pick it up. You're being mashve. You're evening out the ground. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, it's an iser d'oraisa of bona because he's assuming that the street has a din of a bias. Right? I'm just throwing a Magen Avraham with you.
And that the dirt, that the garbage is the status of dirt.
The garbage is like dirt. It's a mound on the ground. Oh, that rhymed. It's a mound on the ground. And because the garbage is like dirt, so that's why it's going to be bona to have the guy pick up that garbage.
Even if he doesn't spread it out, what if he takes it?
He takes it. Once you take it away, memelo, the ground is smooth.
But that's not what he's doing. He's...
No, the guy, this is lahavdil, this is garbage, right? My cell phone is garbage, right? You pick it up, and now it's all smooth underneath it. So the guy smoothed off the ground by removing the garbage.
So is the verse small chance you're going to go from? Because he's not making a mound, he's just removing the garbage. He's not making it flat, he's just trying to move the garbage.
It becomes flat in the mela. The guy is making it flat. But he's making it flat not by taking a flattener machine. The guy's making it flat by removing the mound. Right? There's a mound and you pick it up and you get rid of that mound. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Eglay Tal. By the way, I have like this thing I follow on Twitter called the Daily Yartzeit. So today is the Yartzeit of the Eglay Tal's father, whatever that's worth. Reb Zev Nochum of Sachichov is the father of the Eglay Tal. So the Eglay Tal argues on the Magen Avraham here. There's also the Yartzeit of the Maharal of Prague, who we spoke about yesterday, or 2 days ago. 2 days ago we spoke about the Maharal of Prague. So the Eglay Tal says he doesn't think that removing the garbage is an iser d'oraisa at all. Because, he says, there's only an iser d'oraisa of choyresh if this stuff is attached to the ground. If I remove something from the ground that wasn't attached, that's not Chorish. Haraya, says the Eglei Tal, according to Rashi, Chorish means that you are softening the ground. Ripui Ara, when I remove the garbage, I'm not softening the ground. The ground is as soft before as it is after. I'm not being mirapped by the karka at all. So therefore, says the Eglei Tal, Chorish Ois Tes Zayin and Yud Zayin, therefore, it's not going to be an Irsa D'Oraisa. And the reason why they're Mekal on the Goy removing the garbage is because it's a Mirul Nachri to do a Drabanan, which is permitted with Zorech, the town. That's the Eglei Tal's Cheshbon. Good? So the Eglei Tal's Raya is from Rashi. What does the Magen Avraham hold?
The Rambam.
Oh, exactly. That's what it seems to me. I think the Magen Avraham, who's assuming, remember, the Eglei Tal says that removing the garbage is derabanan because you're not being merap of the karka. However, the Magen Avraham says it's deraisa. Why? Because if I take a yipui karka perspective, the chaura, ground without garbage looks nicer than ground with garbage. Even you agree with this, right? This is not a complicated svara, right? Ground with garbage look bad. Ground without garbage looks better.
Mask him.
Oh.
But I think
is this MS or Yafa?
Both.
garbage can't be Yafa. Right? Removing garbage is Yafa. It's MS and Yafa. Good.
I think you can say according to Rashi, though, that when you remove a mound, that dirt that was on the floor is now softer because there's the difference in dirt that's exposed to the elements and dirt that's not. And the dirt that's not exposed to the elements because it used to be covered by a pile of garbage
is going to be harder. I think that's what the Eglei Tal is saying. I think the Eglei Tal is making your ha'ara, which is that the dirt, when dirt covers dirt, the stuff underneath it is hard. When I remove that top layer of dirt, it's going to become softer.
I'm saying that opposite. I'm saying that you could say that it's actually softer because dirt that's exposed to the elements gets harder because if there's rain and it evaporates and there's stuff on top and it solidifies.
It probably depends on the time of year.
Maybe.
We need a botanist to sit in on this year.
Well, we need a botanist to come to this year. That could be a dirt specialist. It's not a popular major, but what do we do? Okay, so that's the Machlokas Magen Avraham and Eglei Tal. I would contend that's a Machlokas Rashi and Rambam. We already spoke about the Magen Avraham's comment that it's considered bias in the Rechayiv. And we discussed that another Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham Tav Kuf Chavav Se'if Katan Yud, where the Magen Avraham discusses filling in the grave on Yontif, whether that's an Isser Da'iraisa or not. And the Magen Avraham said, well, maybe that's considered Bona. It's not, even though it's a cemetery, it might be Bona. Why? Again, because maybe the Magen Avraham is coming from a perspective that Sada has to be only Sada. And it might be a bias anywhere that's not a sada. Right? The Mishnah Berurah pointed out the Maru could see or disagrees, but this seems to be the Magen Avraham, and he's consistent. Zok the Gemara weiter. Amar Rava. Ha'isalo guma v'tamima. If I have a hole, and I stuff the hole up, b'bayis it's bona, b'sada mishum. By the way, just a quarter of a diyuk. The Gemara keeps on saying chayev mishum, chayev mishum. The pashtus is that's a lashon of tolda more than a lashon of achav. No? Chayev mishum chorish. Chayev mishum bona sounds more tolda dik. Gershon? What?
We had this conversation before. But Rashi occasionally uses the lasha mishum to let us blank, which indicates that maybe not.
Right. So, but here's the thing. Is it correct to be medayik more in a Gemara than it is in Rashi? And chayiv mishum... Yeah, again, we had these conversations earlier. I don't know. I'm inclined still that it's chayiv mishum means a tolda it happens that if I'm correct, so I have some problems within the Rambam, which I was thinking about, but I don't know if I'm going to go into today. So maybe you're right. But the only reason I'm saying you're right is because if I'm right, I have steers in the Rambam. Okay. So that is l'chayev mishum boina or mishum chayresh. Fine. Rashi again writes, the guma v'tomima, why is filling a hole a choresh? Zot Rashi, because the dirt that you use to fill the hole is rafui v'tov l'zriya. Right, again, Rashi l'shitaso, right, consistently Rashi says that choresh is ripui, is softening the ground. Zot the Gemara, Amar Reb Abba, hachofer guma b'shabbos, ve'enot zarech elo la'afra, poter aleha. If I only need the dirt, I don't need the hole. Usually the malacha of digging a hole is because I'm going to put something in the hole. Either I'm doing chayresh and I'll put seeds or trees in the hole, or I'm doing bone and I'm going to put stuff to hide inside that hole. If I dig a hole and I don't need the hole, I only need the dirt, so then I'm potter. And even according to Reb Yehuda, who says it's a malacha, who says that ordinarily malacha shein tzricha l'guf is chayev, but in this case I'm potter because it is mekalkel. Reb Yehuda only says malacha shein tzricha l'guf is chayev on malachos which are constructive, beneficial, mitakein. Over here it's mekalkel because you are ruining the ground. You're ruining your house. That's why Rashi learns the Gemara. That's the Pashtus in the Gemara. Now, of course, this forces us to have a conversation about the Machlokas Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon regarding Malacha She'ein Sricha L'Gufa. And there are two things that we are meant to discuss over here. One of them relates to how I paskin in the Machlokas Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon. The other one relates to how I define the terms, how I define Malacha Shein Sricha L'Gufa. Now, I should point out that nowhere in Shas do I see Beferish in Machlokas Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon about Malacha Shein Sricha L'Gufa. Kein Malin Shas, it doesn't appear. I mean, the Gemara references it, like over here, according to Reb Yehuda, you see Malacha Shein Sricha L'Guf is Chayev. But where in the Mishnah do you see Malacha Shein Sricha L'Guf is Chayev? The answer is you don't. Tosfos points out on Sadi Dalet Amud Aleph that the Mishnah on Sadi Gimel Amud Beis says, if I motzi a mace, if I take a dead body out of a home, so according to Reb Shimon I'm Potter because it's a Malacha Shein Sricha L'Gufa. The Tanakhama says you're chayiv. Tosfos says, well, probably the Tanakhama of Reb Shimon is Reb Yehuda. Probably. That's what Tosfos writes, no? Mira Lami. The Mahocha Kimlon Bechol Duchta that Reb Yehuda holds Malacha Shein Sricha L'Guf is chayiv. Mistama, the Tanakhama of Reb Shimon is Reb Yehuda. Okay, I mean, it's hard to know. Others say that maybe there was some Braisa that we don't really know about. The Ramban on Kuf Vav, like, plays with terms like this. You know, there are different brises. There are the Tosefta that we have is from the Beis Medrash of Reb Chiya and Reb Oshaya. There's also brises from the Beis Medrash of Bar Kapara. There are also brises from the Beis Medrash of Levi. There are different groups of brises. Basically, brisa meant, the way Rashi understands it in Bava Metzia, that there was an issur to write down Torah Sheba Al Peh. What that meant was that the Rebbe is not allowed to say Shir from notes. No? But the Talmidim would all take notes. At some point, they realized that people are beginning to forget too much of the Torah. So various and sundry Talmidei Chachamim went around the world collecting Talmidim's notes. The ones that Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi collected became Mishnayos. There were those that were collected by Bchi and the Boshaya. Those are Tosaftas. there are those that are collected by Bar Kappara and Levi, and there are various and sundry collections of people's notes. And because of Esas Hashem Hefer Torah Secha, they allowed Rebbeim to start saying shir from notes. That's basically, I think Rashi writes this in Bava Metzia Kuf Beis, no? It's a Megillah Sesarim Nimtza. Rashi says, what does it mean, Megillah Sesarim, the hidden Megillah? Zot Rashi, but in Bava Metzia, that the Pshat is this whole idea. That would mean, by the way, that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi never wrote Mishnayos. He was the redactor of Mishnayos. No? If you look in Reb Ruvay Margolius, in his Yisod HaMishnah Barichata, so he elaborates on this point as well. There's no evidence that the Rambam really disagrees with this. I think this is a standard approach to how Mishnayos and Brises got written. So it could be that there's some source that the Gemara knew that Rabbi Yehuda holds Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayiv. Now 99.6% of Rishonim say that we pass in the halacha like Reb Shimon, that melacha she'ein sricha legufa is potter. The one notable exception is Maimonides. As we know, Judaism is a great religion, and the Rambam was born. And the Rambam, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos, halacha zayin, the Rambam writes, kol ha'osa melacha b'shabbos af pishenu tzarech legufa shel melacha chayiv aleha. The Rambam writes that if I do a malacha, and it's a malacha she'ino tzricha legufa, afapi she'ino tzarech legufa shel malacha, you're still chayiv. Because of HaRaivitzel, the Raivit says that Rabbeinu Chanan pasuk like Reb Shimon that you're potter. Right? That we paskin like that Reb Shimon, that Malacha She'en Tzricha Legufa is Potter. So the Rambam holds, Malacha She'en Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv against all the other Rishonim. The same idea is seen in the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin, where the Rambam quotes our Gemara. Koha Mekalkel and Peturin, Mekalkel is Potter. And he gives a case of Chafar Guma ve'ein lo tzarech la'afra hareza mekalkel u'pater. If I hold like Reb Shimon, I don't need to say that the reason I'm pater is because it's mekalkel. The reason I'm pater is because we hold melocha she'ein tzricha legufa is pater. But the Rambam says, no, I hold like Reb Yehuda that melocha she'ein tzricha legufa is chayiv. And therefore the reason why I'm pater if Chayfer Guma ve'in Tzarech Elala Afra is because it's Mekalkel. Right, that is Maimonides. This is his approach. Yes?
Does Rosh Hashanah also hold of Kilkel?
Lecha Ora, everyone holds of the din of Kilkel, but it's unnecessary to come onto a Yisod of Kilkel if you hold that Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa as Potter. In this case of digging a pit and needing only the dirt, Reb Shimon does not need to say Mekalkel. He's going to be Pater for a better reason. No?
Why is it a better reason?
It's more global. It's more fundamental. No? Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa is a broader concept. And I'd rather say I'm Pater for broader reasons than for more technical, limited reasons. I think that's better.
Is Kilkel also quite a Malacha of Shabbos?
Yeah, but Kilkel is like a case-by-case basis. As opposed to Malacha She'en Tzrich Legufa is a principle. Right? I'd rather... we could fight this one through. But basically, the Rambam holds like Reb Yehuda. The rest of Yiddishkeit holds like Reb Shimon. The Ran and Lamed Hei Yomid Beis Bidat Harif, the Ran tells us that Lahalacha we hold like Reb Shimon, the Indian Plukta of Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, he passing like Reb Shimon, that Malacha She'in Tzricha Legufa is Potter. Then the Ran is bothered by Akasha from the Gemara and Daf Mem Beis. The Gemara in Daf Mem Beis says that if I have a gachelas in the Rishus HaRabim, I have a kol, and this could lead to some hezek, no? The kol could lead to some hezek, because it's a hot kol. Am I allowed to extinguish the kol? So if it's a gachelas shal mateches, so there's no real havara on mateches. Havara means that the fuel gets consumed. Mateches, the metal, when it burns, doesn't get consumed. Gasoline or oil gets consumed. Mateches doesn't. So, kiboy b'chosha mateches is only a dinder abonan. It's not the real malach of kiboy. So, gachosha mateches you're allowed to extinguish. But gachelas shal eitz you can't extinguish. According to Rabbi Yehuda. Because it's a malach hashen tzrich legufa. Over here, I'm extinguishing the gachelas. I don't want the result, or it's malach hashen tzrich legufa, me'iza sibasha eitz. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that malach hashen tzrich legufa is chayiv, so you're not allowed to extinguish a gachelas shal eitz. Zok the Ran, even though we hold like Reb Shimon, the Rif still quoted that Gemara, because it's clear he doesn't really pask in that way, he just like throws it in there. It can't be that the Rif really passes like Reb Yehuda, no one passing like Reb Yehuda. That's what the Ran writes. Again, this is the Ran Lamed Hang on the Beis Bedape HaRif. So, I have a Gemara on Daf Mem Beis that really sounds like I hold the Reb Yehuda. And that Gemara might actually be the source of the Rambam. Nonetheless, 99.6% of Rishonim, right, that's a precise mathematical analysis, they say that we hold like Reb Shimon, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Professor Isidore Twersky, that's Rav Meir Twersky's father, pointed out that Shulchan Aruch is not just a book of what we would call black line halacha, but Shulchan Aruch is a sefer limud. And sometimes as a sefer limud, Shulchan Aruch gives us various shitos, even though we know that we only pask in one way. One case of this is Simon Shin Lamed Dalet Se'if Chof Zayin. Gachelas hamunachas bir shus harabim. Sharabim nizogin ba. You're allowed to extinguish it, whether chamateches or eitz, because malacha shein tzrich legufa is potter, according to Reb Shimon. Veharambam oiser v'shal eitz. Why is the Mechaber telling me what the Rambam holds? If Shulchan Aruch is just bottom line, do this, don't do that, baseball rule book, runners on second and third, a pop fly, whether or not the infield fly rule applies, I have no idea what info fly rule is, by the way. And Mamish never understood when it applies, when it doesn't. But the point is, if I'm just giving you do's and don'ts, you don't tell me that the Rambam is a dissenting opinion. I only tell you the Rambam is a dissenting opinion, says Professor Twersky, if Shulchan Aruch is here to be a sefer limud in addition to being a sefer of halacha. No? That is, so Shin Lamed Daled at the end, two opinions are quoted. But the Rambam seems to be the opinion that is rejected. Because if I have two opinions, one opinion is stam, that you're allowed to extinguish bein shal eitz, bein shal mateches, and then the Rambam, the Rambam is like an afterthought, it sounds like the Mechaber really paskins that malacha she'ein tzricha legufa is potter, like Reb Shimon. Good? That's shin lamed dalet. Similarly, yes sir?
Why doesn't anyone say that smoother than
pekuach nefesh? So apparently it's not really pekuach nefesh, it's just nezek shel rabim. The dimyon to the case would be, let's say, a window pane breaks and there is glass all over. No one's going to die from the glass, no?
You step on it, some people might.
It's what we would say, calling Yiddish, far-fetched. Right? So it's not really likely that is going to happen. It's too far-fetched to genuinely be considered pikuach nefesh. Mashallah mahadavar daima, someone just sent me a video before, you know, today's election day in Israel. So someone went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky and he sent the shayla. I was like, I'm sitting shiva now, am I supposed to go and vote? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, of course, get up from shiva and go and vote pikuach nefesh. I think that's a little too far-fetched to be pikuach nefesh. Is it conceivable that, like, maybe? I think it's far-fetched. But pikuach nefesh has to be more imminent. And this is just like the way my mind works. So I think of random things. But that's the point. Okay? So Shin Lamed Daled, the last seif in Shin Lamed Daled has the Rambam as an afterthought. Similarly, in Shin Tes Zayin, seif Ches, we talk about Sod, trapping animals. And you're only chayiv on trapping animals if you need the animal that you trap. If it's Sodom Letzorech, but Shalom Letzorech, it's going to be Potter. That's going to be Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. The Mechaber writes, Ula HaRambam Chayiv. Again, but according to the Rambam, you're Chayiv. The Rambam is an afterthought.
Where was that?
Shin Tes Zayin Se'if Ches. Shin Lamed Daled Se'if Tes Zayin. And Shin Tes Zayin Se'if Ches. However, all is not glorious in Mudville, because there's a din in Shin Yud Aleph about a mace, whether you're allowed to carry the mace out, right? That's one of the paradigmatic tziurim of Malacha She'ena Tzricha L'Gufa. Can you take the mace out? So the Mechaber discusses that you're allowed to take the mace into a carmelis. This is Shin Yud Aleph Se'if Beis. Yesh Mishamatir. It sounds like Stoma de Milsa. It's not going to be permitted to take the mace into Rosh Hasharabim. Stoma de Milsa is only permitted into a carmelis, into an Issa de Rabbanan of carrying. But in the case where I take the mace into Rosh Hasharabim, which is a Raisa of carrying, Yesh Misha Matter, some permit it, but Mistoma, you shouldn't permit it. Says the Mishnah Brura over there in Shin Yud Aleph, Sifkotin Yud. The reason why some permit it to carry into the Rosh Hasharabim is because it's a Malacha She'ein Sricha Legufa, Doha'ein Sarach Lameis, Velesbe Rak Isid Rabbanan according to Reb Shimon, and by a mace, Loi Gozrim Mipnei Kovet HaBrius, Aval Hadeya HaRishona Svirelei, Delo Yitira Ela Carmelis, Delesle Ikerman HaTaira, Masha Inkem Bazeh, Deshem Melacha Aleha. The first opinion says that we're not going to allow you to carry the mace into Rosh Hasharabim, only into a Carmelis, because this case, to carry into Rosh Hasharabim, is considered a Melacha. This is Shem Melacha Ela She'ein Tzricha Legufa. So therefore, Lo Hitiru Af B'meis. So there is a stira in the Shulchan Aruch, no? That's Chazar. In all the places that we've encountered, the Mechaber quotes two opinions. Shin Lamed Daled in terms of the Gacheles in the Rosh Hasharabim. Shin Tes Zayin in terms of Tzod when it's Ein Sarech. And in those cases, the Rambam is the afterthought. Yet for some reason, in Shin Yud Aleph, the afterthought is that it's mutter to carry it into Rosh Hasharabim. While Lecha Aira, if you hold like Reb Shimon for real, it should be a Davar Pashut that it's mutter to carry it into Rosh Hasharabim. I'm not sure the answer to this question. I'm not sure the answer to this question. It bothers me.
Is this Rebbe's question?
So this is a question that Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach asked, although he doesn't really ask it. Like, at the beginning of the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chai, Shmir Shabbos was printed in three different editions. So Shmir Shabbos 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0. Shmir Shabbos 1.0 had all the kulas. It's hard to get your hands on now, but it's like a collector's item. You get lots of kulas. He says you're allowed to use boilers on Shabbos. That's awesome. And Shmir Shabbos... What? I have the 1.0 in my office. Also, I have all three of them. 1.0 had was one volume, had many kulas. Then it was two mekels. They put out 2.0. 2.0 came out as three different volumes. There was first the Aleph and Beis, and then they had the Hakdama to Shabbos, which was a third little thin volume. Then, around 10 years ago, they made Shmir Shabbos 3.0, where they put the Hakdama into the volume. Shmir Shabbos 3.0 looks like this. In the basement, you have the 2.0 and the 3.0. But the 3.0 also, it gets complicated. Now this messes up my life entirely. Because when I learned Shabbos originally, I had the 2.0. So all my Marim Makomis in my notes are to the 2.0. And they changed the Prakim. They changed the halachos within the Prakim, I should say. So I'll have something that says Pek Tes Zayin Din Yud Aleph. And now it's Pek Tes Zayin Din Tes Zayin or something. Whatever. These are the types of things that make me crazy. Don't ask. But he hasn't... Like, he just defines what Melacha Tzricha L'Gufa is. So over here on page 48-49, in footnote 36, he just gives you a bunch of Marim Makainis in the Shulchan Aruch, including this one in Shin Yud Aleph. Right, Ayin Simin Shin Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Delo Brirale Ayin Sham. He doesn't answer. He just writes that there's a stira in the Shulchan Aruch, a stira in the Mishnah Berurah. I don't know what to do with it. It requires a lot of thought. Okay, this is Hakdama. So the Pashtus is we hold like Reb Shimon. The Rambam is the afterthought. For some reason, by Yemeis, it's. Some reason by Yemeis, it's a little bit different. There is another difficulty, which is that in Simen Shin Mem Se'if Aleph, it says as follows. You're not allowed to cut your hair or cut your fingernails on Shabbos. And you're chayiv on Shtei Cyrus if you cut your hair or your fingernails. Why am I chayiv? Lecha ora, it's a melacha, shein tzricha l'gufa. Lecha ora, I'm only chayiv if I cut my nails or my fingernails, my nails or my hair on Shabbos. If I need the nails, I need the hair. I have no idea why on earth you would need nails. Needing hair, place you're making a sheitel. Needing nails, I don't know why. Taisus, by the way, on Sadi Dalet Amid Beis. Taisus Sadi Dalet Amid Beis, Diba Maso Aval Bekli, Divra Hakol Chayiv. Taisus writes that you're only Chayiv Alibad Reb Yehuda, that Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayiv. If that's the case, that cutting hair and cutting nails is only Chayiv Alibad Reb Yehuda, how come in Simen Shin Mem Se'if Aleph we say that if I cut my nail, I cut my nails or I cut my hair, I'm chayiv? Why am I chayiv? We paskin like Reb Shimon. So that's already a strong kasha. And the answer is probably given by a tshuvas harivash, the Mishneh Berurah and the Bir Halacha over here, Dibar Masov Chayiv, Shin Mem. Se'if Aleph, Dibar Masov Chayiv. The Mishnah Berurah says that Tosfos says that you only Chayiv Ali Dered Yehuda, but according to Reb Shimon, you're going to be Potter. What's the pshat in this din? So apparently the Bir Halacha quotes a Merivash that the Malacha of Gozes might be different than the Malacha than other Malachos. what's the yesod of gozes? In the Mishkan, they did gozes because they needed the wool. I shear the animal because I need the wool that comes off. But you could also say that gozes is not because you need the wool that came off, but gozes somehow makes the animal look nicer. When you shear it, it's like you get a haircut, no? And you look nicer when you're done. So the malacha might be out the looking nicer rather than out the hair or nails that come off. So this is what I want to begin discussing Be'ezras Hashem tomorrow. Right? Shin Mem Se'if Aleph and the Bir Halacha Dirmas V'Chayiv. And the Ramban on Daf Kuf Vav speaks about this as well. Whether the Ramban is saying exactly the same as the Rav Asher or not is advanced Talmud, but maybe we'll do that tomorrow as well. Okay, Chaver, so again, what we're trying to work on now is Malacha Shein Shvicha Legufa Bigadol. How do I pass him, like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Shimon? And then we'll go to how I define Malacha Shein Shvicha Legufa, and based on this kasha from Shin Mem, we'll move into a bit of a definition of Malacha Shein Shvicha Legufa. This is my kavana. This is my direction, my plan. And we should have a good day and learn lots of Torah and do tshuva.